Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of more than 20,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice.
We are into our third week of the 20K giveaway, celebrating 20,000 members in the group, although we're actually at 21,000 now. You have to be subscribed to the newsletter before tomorrow to enter into this third week of the contest, and you'll find the link in the show notes. And once you get your newsletter tomorrow, look for that 20K giveaway graphic at the top. Just click it, enter your name and your email, and you are all set. Congratulations to Tico Riley, who won last week and has a whole bunch of fun stuff in the mail.
And this is so exciting for us. We have not announced this anywhere else yet, but we finally launched a website for Basecamp. It's at wearetheoutdoorindustry.com. And we know that this isn't like a huge deal for everyone else because every other business has a website already and it's expected. But for us, this is a huge win and we're celebrating it. We celebrate the small wins these days because we're very busy and everything that we can do to get ahead, we got to celebrate because it's the momentum that we need. So We're telling you all about it. We welcome your feedback. We're going to do a huge official launch with all of our new graphics and colors and logos in a couple of weeks. And also a very cool new program that we'll be testing in beta.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that because you'll probably want to get involved with that. It's going to reap some awesome benefits for its participants.
Yes.
This week, we're talking to Wiley Robinson. He is the CEO of Rumple, the blanket brand out of Portland, Oregon, if you're unfamiliar. We talked to him about how he launched the brand as a total non-entrepreneur, like non-business person, where the brand is headed, and what it's like to go on Shark Tank. And also they're hiring. So definitely listen in. They have a handful of jobs coming up. And one thing to note is that you do not need outdoor industry experience to join in. So they could be a great brand to transfer into mid-career.
Yeah, we got a ton of jobs though first. And we're going to start out with the Virtual Running Club, who is hiring a senior marketing manager. And they are remote. They said, we're the virtual club. We've always been remote. All of our employees are remote. That's kind of their thing. They are paying around $70,000 or more. The right person could sway them. So get your negotiating skills ready. But this sounds like a very, very cool brand. They basically put on these like virtual running events. So I guess you're doing it on your treadmill at home, but there's still a bit of camaraderie from the community, which is very cool. And this marketing person, it looks like you're going to be running the show. You do have a CMO to report to and you'll have their support, but you're going to be otherwise the entire marketing team. So know that going in that you're going to have a lot of jobs. If you have ideas, you're executing those ideas. But it looks like a very, very fun company. And I found the job description very interesting. So it's just worth checking out to see what they've done there.
Awesome. Love those accountability partners to get yourself moving.
Yeah.
The next job is at National Geographic in Washington, D.C., and this is a content director position in the creative department. So not an editorial job, but a marketing job, but still dealing with content. So super cool. And, you know, you'll be working with internal clients to, you know, finish campaigns and exhibitions and storytelling across the company. Managing the content team daily, communicate projects and messaging. So it looks like a really fun job. I mean, everything that National Geographic covers is so interesting and fun to talk about. They are looking for somebody with 10 years of experience. So this is definitely a senior role. And again, based in Washington, D.C., not a remote role.
Lodge Camps has a very interesting role for somebody with a hospitality background. They are looking for a general manager at their property in Leavenworth, Washington. And so Lodge Camps is basically this outdoor adventure themed hotel. They essentially go to cool towns and they find older buildings and I don't know what the word is, upcycle them to be very neat places to stay that are kind of adventure themed. And the people that started it are just, they like going outside and they want to pair people with the outdoors in a very meaningful way and get them out recreating and in a cool spot. So you would be the manager of one of these locations and the pay would be $85,000 to $110,000, which sounds pretty cool for managing somewhere out in the wilderness and helping people get out there.
Yeah, and And Leavenworth is actually a super cool little town in the Cascades. It's kind of a Bavarian-style village.
What? I said it wrong, so I've obviously never been there, but now I really want to go.
It's
like a little German town.
Yes, it has like a very Oktoberfest kind of feel. There's some cool places you can go and get sausages and beer, and there's beautiful mountains all around, hiking, a river that runs through the town. I mean, it's just gorgeous. So definitely a cool spot if you're going to manage a hotel.
Sold. Okay.
Yeah. The next position we have is actually an entry-level position. This is with Granby Ranch in Granby, Colorado, which is really close to Winter Park. It's kind of based between Rocky Mountain National Park and Winter Park. And this is like a small, low-key, family-oriented ski resort and mountain bike spot, and they're looking for a marketing coordinator. So somebody who is just getting started in their job and wants to go into marketing, they're looking to pay about $17 to $19 per hour. So, you know, definitely entry-level wages there. But I think up there in the mountains, that could be definitely doable. And so you would basically be the specialist there on the ground, kind of helping with business strategy and communication. And, you know, you would need to know everything about their ski and ride school, their food and beverage programs, tickets and pass sales, and everything about the resort in order to communicate it clearly and get people excited about coming to Granby Ranch for some skiing. They have some, obviously, there's a lot of bigger resorts nearby. This is definitely, it sounds like a good place if you have small kids or if you have a home nearby. So it's a job that's 10 months out of the year as well, just to note. So you do have some months off there.
There is an organization called Go Fast Camper Vans. They are new to me, but everyone was tagging me in their posts on LinkedIn like crazy this week. So we definitely paid attention. They are in Bozeman, Montana, and they need a brand communication strategist alongside a bunch of other roles, actually. They're hiring like crazy, which is a really good sign for a company. But go take a look at their page. They're super into exploring. This company makes like camper vans and rooftop tents, things like that, things to help you get out into the backcountry and do whatever you want to do there. And the brand communication strategist would have a pretty neat job. It's not remote. It would be based in Montana with them. But the opening line is, this person will be given a great deal of autonomy to be the voice of the company. So you're going to be creating the strategy. You're going to be creating the content, executing everything, developing brand voice, working with the media. This is, it's all you. So if that's exciting to you, this could be a very fun job with a really cool startup.
Awesome. The next job we have is with Teton Sports, based in Salt Lake City, Utah. If you are not familiar with Teton Sports, they make all sorts of outdoor gear, from backpacks to sleeping bags, cots, sleeping pads, tents, you name it. And they are looking for a photographer, a product photographer. So somebody who can come into the studio and shoot their gear for their website, catalogs, etc. They're looking for someone with about 2 years of experience, and the pay will be $40,000 to $50,000 per year. So if you're based in Salt Lake and you know how to shoot product and light product and style product and do all of those fancy things with in studio shoots, this could be a good job for you.
Allbirds is also hiring. If you haven't heard of them, they mostly make shoes, but they also make clothing as well. So they're not fully traditional outdoor. They're on the cusp, but certainly you would wear all of their stuff outside. And the position they're hiring for is a manager of social and environmental responsibility. So we also wanted to highlight, you can have a very important and impactful role for the environment, for climate, in organizations that might just be ancillary to the outdoor industry, like Allbirds, which would be a very cool place to work. And this person, from whom they are hoping for about 5 years of experience or more, is going to be helping them make sure that the natural materials that they use and the production processes and the supply chain, that they are sustainable and that they remain sustainable as the world changes and materials change and all of that. So you're going to be setting strategies and standards and working a lot with supply chain and working a lot with suppliers in this role for the good of the environment.
Awesome. And another I guess along the lines of good for the environment, we have a job with Joshua Tree National Park Association. So this is a nonprofit organization that works to conserve the Joshua Tree National Park public lands, and they are hiring for a content manager. This job's based in 29 Palms, California, which is just outside of Joshua Tree National Park. And they're looking to pay $45,000 to $55,000 for this position. This is a cool position because we saw a bunch of really cool events happening with them during COVID, different conversations, you know, Zoom conversations around diversity, around conservation. They are really willing to, you know, go that extra mile and talk about, sensitive issues. And we are all for that. So we're psyched to see them hiring somebody full-time to take on this role of content manager and hopefully see some more, you know, enlightening conversations coming from them.
Agree completely. That was a lot of jobs, but I'm glad that we talked about them all because they were all super cool. But we also have a very cool interview with Wiley from Rumple.
All right, let's go.
My name is Wiley Robinson, and I'm the founder and CEO of Rumple, and I'm based in Portland, Oregon.
Amazing. We're so excited to talk to you. I have seen so much evangelizing of the Rumple blankets. So can you tell everyone a bit about Rumple?
Yeah, Rumple is a company. We're about 7 years old, and we take the materials you'd typically find in premium outdoor gear and activewear, and we make everyday blankets out of those materials.
You are the founder and the CEO, so you're kind of the brains behind this with a partner. Tell us how this got started. We were chatting a little bit before the interview, and it's super, super interesting.
I was with my business partner on a ski trip in 2012, just outside Mammoth, and we were sleeping in the car near some hot springs in Bishop, which is pretty close to Mammoth, if anybody listening has ever been there. We were a few miles up a dirt road, and that night, it was like one of the coldest nights on record in Mammoth. And we woke up the next morning and about a foot of snow had fallen on the ground and the car was completely frozen, wouldn't turn over, wouldn't do anything. So we had to just wait there for somebody to show up. You know, we were too far away to walk into town. We had no cell service. So we had to just climb into our sleeping bags and wait for somebody to show up. And despite being in this pretty uncomfortable and sort of precarious situation, we really weren't that worried because we were so comfortable and cozy in our sleeping bags. They were providing all this warmth and comfort and security to us. And we got to talking about how we really liked our sleeping bags a whole lot more than our comforters on our beds back home. And so we decided that we wanted to make a sleeping bag blanket that was basically just a blanket that didn't have a zipper and was, you know, sized appropriately for a bed and everything. And so when we finally got out of there, when we got back home, we went to a local fabric store and picked up some of the materials that we thought would be good for this product and sewed up the first two Rumple blankets. And that was pretty much the end of it. But a number of our friends told us that this was an interesting idea. They would also like a product like this. And so we decided, let's try launching this on Kickstarter. And we created a Kickstarter campaign and ended up pre-selling about $250,000 of product in 30 days, which really told us that this is a viable idea and that more people want this product.
Wow. So Rumple initially started as more of an indoor product then, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, two outdoorsy guys that liked outdoorsy materials. I think that there's a lot of people out there that prefer wearing like a puffy jacket to just, you know, bop around town and just in their everyday life. And we were just like that. So we liked the materials. We knew that they performed better than, you know, standard cottons and sort of lower tech fibers that are on most bedding products. And we wanted to take some of the technical materials from our gear and bring them into the home. So that was really the original idea. And we've since seen people use the products indoors, outdoors, obviously, kind of everywhere in between there. So the original idea did start as an indoor product.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. And now I think the marketing and what we see from the brand is it feels very, very outdoorsy. Like you want to bring this blanket with you everywhere you go on every adventure. So you just have it handy in case you end up frozen by a hot springs or not. That's amazing. What an amazing story.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, our kind of slogan is blankets for everywhere. So definitely a lot of our marketing is focused on the outdoors, but we really do view this as a great product for everywhere. A lot of people use them just, you know, on their patio or hanging out, having a glass of wine on their deck or something, or watching TV on their couch. And the product works great in kind of all of those situations.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like working at Rempel? Tell us a little bit about the culture, the headquarters, you know, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, our headquarters are sort of deactivated right now, obviously, because of COVID. So everybody's working from home. But we have a really cool space in Portland, Oregon, in Northwest Portland. It's about 4,000 square feet, and everybody works out of that office. It's a kind of a cool open office. We've got, you know, art on the walls. We have a big mural drawn by Jeremy Collins on the wall, kind of a cool showroom in the front of the office, and a really great sort of back patio area where we have events and barbecues and things like that.
Do you have a nap room where there are many Rempel blankets?
No napping on the job. That is one thing we do not really encourage.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, we don't have a nap room, but it is a pretty comfortable office. I mean, yes, there are lots of blankets all over the place.
Seems like it's a really almost urban vibe, but with an outdoorsy feel.
Yeah, definitely. It's a kind of a new modern building. It's got, you know, corrugated metal on the side, but we're, I don't know, 2-3 blocks from the entrance to Forest Park. So if you're into trail running, or you know, you want to take your dog for a walk or just get some fresh air, there's a huge urban park in walking distance from the office. So that's really great.
That's awesome. And you mentioned the mural. Rempel seems to have quite a history of collaborating with artists. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a big part of our strategy, is working with artists. The products we make are obviously just perfect canvases for artists to showcase their work. So we really make a big effort to try to find great artists, up-and-coming artists that we think represent our brand or our consumers. And we work with them in a variety of different capacities. But Jeremy Collins is one that we've worked with a number of times, and he's just a friend of the brand. And we used to do quite a bit when we were working out of the office. We used to do these inspiration talks where we would have interesting folks, either locally or people that we'd bring in, and we'd come and have them give little talks to our staff for a happy hour. And Jeremy came and did one and also painted a really cool mural on one of the walls in the office.
Who does the national park art? I'm really digging those blankets.
Yeah, that's Anderson Design Group. And they are a design agency. They kind of specialize in national parks, actually. But we have a great relationship with them, and we license the art from them and work with them collaboratively on new parks and things that we'll be launching in the future.
And if somebody is an artist and they're like, I have the best idea for a blanket, do you like when people send you ideas like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I should say that we really only do 3 or 4 of these per season. So there's a lot of people we have to turn down, unfortunately. But yeah, if you're a great artist and, you know, you align with the brand and you think that the audience that follows you aligns with the brand, that could be a great fit.
Perfect. Can you tell us a little bit more about, so the office sounds amazing, the perks that an employee might have? Like, so these trails are super close. Do you encourage employees to go use them at lunch? Stuff like that.
You know, on the surface, like basic HR perks, if we want to call them that, we have full health, dental, vision coverage. We have an employee profit sharing program, quarterly profit sharing program. We have a 401k with a 4% employer match. There's a lot of flexibility in work hours. You know, we're a startup, so definitely expect a lot out of our employees. But if you're getting your stuff done, you can be very flexible about when you work. And, you know, obviously being in the outdoor industry is really fun. We have a lot of outdoor industry discounts and friends in adjacent brands and things like that. So just the general kind of ability to integrate in that culture is pretty fun. And then as far as like, you know, encouraging employees to get out, definitely. We want to make sure that people, as much as they can, are able to balance their workload and their work life. So if, you know, today it's dumping in Portland and it's snowing up at the mountain, if people really want to get out there and ski, they can absolutely do that. We just ask that, you know, you make sure you don't let anybody on your team down and make sure you're getting all your stuff done. But other than that, it's very, very flexible.
And about how big is the staff there at Rempel? I'm trying to wrap my head around what this looks like.
Yeah, it's really lean right now. We're adding 11 people this year, but it's currently 16 full-time employees.
Okay.
Six,
No.
like one
Yeah.
six. So you're
One
doubling.
six. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Huge.
Yeah. I mean, we have been running pretty lean for the last 12 months. We were very conservative throughout COVID, about not increasing headcount too much, just to make sure that our cost basis was appropriate given the uncertainty. And we've seen that Rumple can perform really well during COVID. And we had a great year in 2020, so we're staffing up again in 2021.
And when did you begin? What year?
The company was incorporated in 2014. That Kickstarter that really launched things was in December of 2013 and ended in January of 2014. So the first year where we really earned revenue was 2014.
Okay. And then you were on Shark Tank as well.
So that aired in October of 2020.
Oh,
Got
that was
it.
recent. What was that like? Tell us a little bit about what going on Shark Tank was like.
Well, on a personal level, it was a really cool experience to have. I don't regret doing it at all. And it was obviously completely unique and something that I'm really glad I was able to experience. The process was rigorous. You know, it's like kind of like a full diligence process that you might go through to get an investment in your company. You know, you have to share financials and strategy and all sorts of stuff in advance of going and doing the taping, because they need to make sure that you're an investable company before you go on. And then the process actually during the taping is hectic. I was actually in the tank for about 90 minutes, and they edit that down, of course, to 8 minutes. So there's a lot that happens that doesn't make the cut, but it's hectic. You know, like there's you're kind of just managing a conversation. The sharks are asking you questions right and left and cutting each other off, and it's intense. So you're really moderating questions and trying to give quick, concise answers to the best of your ability.
They want to make good TV.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. It's entertainment at the end of the day.
Yeah, sure. So did you end up coming away with an investment?
I did not take a deal. I had a couple of deals offered, but I did not take a deal. Ultimately, the value that they were putting on the company was way too low, in my opinion, and considerably lower than, you know, our revenue. So they were giving themselves a pretty hefty shark discount, and we just couldn't align on a price at the end of the
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we value Rumple, so you have that.
day. Good.
So for the entrepreneurs who are listening, how did you get on Shark Tank? I think that would be a good question to answer.
Yeah, so Shark Tank is actually, I've been in conversations with ABC for years, actually, just kind of casual conversations, and they've asked about Rumple being on Shark Tank before, but I've always kind of turned it down. Just, you know, didn't think it was the right fit for the brand. Generally, the products that are on there and the companies that are on there, they have like a very protectable invention. You know, something that they've, you know, they go on holding their patent paperwork in hand and nobody can rip it off. Rumple's really not that. You know, our product is susceptible to parody for sure. And we try to grow, you know, through great brand partnerships and the connections that we create with our customers. But the product itself isn't anything that someone else couldn't repeat. So I've always been a little reluctant to go on, but the pitch that they had the most recent time that they contacted me was Shark Tank is starting to gain a lot of notoriety in terms of many of the companies that have been on there have actually gone on to be quite successful. Bombas socks was on there. Ring cameras was bought by Amazon. They were on there. I mean, there's a bunch of examples of companies that have gone on to be very, very successful, and they like that, of course. You know, that really validates the show. And so they this season, the season that I was on, they tried to do a good job kind of pairing real companies with real revenues to just, you know, kind of napkin sketch ideas, like really just barely begun companies. So Rumple was solicited as one of the companies that is going to come in with a couple of years of operating history and profitability and revenue and everything to balance some of the newer ideas that were on the show. And that made that, you know, I was flattered by that, and I thought that was like a good position for Rumple to have on the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Established and functioning and all of that. And it sounds like you had a pre-existing relationship. So no real nuggets for other people to try to get on Shark Tank necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the nugget would just be like what we said, ultimately it's entertainment. And so if you can prove that you are entertaining, your idea is entertaining, really that you're a character, that's what
Right.
they're looking for. They want to have people on the show that are characters.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You have a very intriguing history in the outdoor industry that might have helped you show that you're a character. Can you tell us like your background?
Sure. I don't know if it was directly tied to Shark Tank at all. In fact, I don't think it was, but I do have kind of a background in the outdoor industry as a pretty active participant. Just a lot of mountain biking and skiing and surfing and rock climbing throughout my life. I ended up racing mountain bikes pretty seriously for a number of years, eventually kind of getting to the mid pack of the regional pro leagues. And definitely took that pretty seriously while I was in college and for a few years after. But I think that in relation to Shark Tank, there's a lot of like on camera casting that you have to do. In a normal year, I think this would actually be done in person, but for COVID reasons, it was all done over Zoom. And so they have, I mean, I probably had six or seven interviews with their casting team, and they just wanted to make sure that you're going to be entertaining and, come onto the show with energy and all that stuff. So
So what I was assuming is that you may have had a body of work of like videos, perhaps photos, showing that you're just cool. And so having that out there almost as like a living portfolio for you might have helped them be like, hey, this candidate, or he'd be a great candidate.
I did not have that.
Oh,
I'm
you
sure that if
didn't.
they dug around on the internet, they could probably
Okay.
find something. But yeah, no, I did. I actually don't even know if I mentioned competitive biking at all. But maybe that's something they looked into. I don't know.
We've been doing a lot of talk about how to sell yourself as a candidate this week. We were just on Clubhouse yesterday talking about it with a group from Basecamp. So I think that's where our minds are right now.
I mean, that's a great idea still, is have this living body of work, but also whatever way you can figure out, like you said, to show that you're entertaining, that you're a character, that is what a lot of media companies are looking for these days. So
Absolutely. Yeah, they want to entertain their audience, and if you don't get a deal, it's not actually as important to them as creating great TV. So that's really what they're focused on doing.
yeah. Well, let's get back to Rumple. Let's talk Rumple, not Shark Tank.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about some of the upcoming positions that you have open. I think let's jump right to that because I'm very curious to hear what's happening.
Yeah.
Sure. So we've got a bunch of roles, and some of them are actually internal only roles. So we have a number of people that contract or freelance for us now, and we're opening up a couple of full-time roles that we're going to offer to them first. But current roles that we do have open listed on our website, we're looking for a new designer, so just a generalist designer, and I'm happy to talk at length about that one. That's an important role. We are looking for a consumer marketing specialist. We are looking for an accounting manager. Soon we will be opening up some pretty interesting roles as well. One is a national sales manager. One is a channel manager for corporate custom sales. A product line coordinator role will be open pretty soon, and an HR generalist role will be open pretty soon as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, so those are kind of the seven that we're going to be opening up publicly, and the others will ideally be filled by internal people that we're already kind of working with.
I think that speaks a lot to Rumple as a brand that you are hiring. You had some freelancers and then you're saying, "Look at we liked you and we're going to offer you a full-time role." Do you think that will continue in the future that folks that you work with, if they prove themselves, could have a more permanent situation?
Yeah, and honestly, I really love doing that. And it's not just because it's beneficial for the company. I really do think that's beneficial for the individual as well. Finding a good employer match is really important to just your happiness. And so kind of like doing a test drive is pretty helpful for both sides. I really like that. Obviously, there are some roles that are high impact enough, where we know we need somebody full time right away, or the candidate is senior enough where they might be getting recruited away from a full-time job or something like that, and it needs to be their destination is a full-time job. But I think that if that's not the case, you know, converting a contractor or a freelancer into full-time is a great solution for both sides.
Mm-hmm. So just to harp on that for one extra second, how can people start that freelance relationship with you?
Well, I mean, it depends what we're looking for. You know, I would say that just reaching out and kind of making us aware that you would be interested in working for us mm-hmm. is beneficial, but it's probably not going to result in a relationship until we have the need. We wouldn't really, you know, make a hire or engage with someone if there wasn't the need there. But that being said, it's always good for us to have a little bit of a Rolodex of people that we can call on. You know, if somebody leaves, for instance, and we need to backfill quickly while we sort out the recruiting and who we want to actually hire for the role or potentially change the role, we always call on our Rolodex of freelancers. And so that's really helpful. That's probably the easiest way is to just make us aware that you're out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just writing into the website, there's email on there where people can just write in and introduce themselves. That's probably the best contact
yep.
info.
Yep. Jobs at will go to our executive team and we can sort of parse out those candidates through that email. Jobs at rumple.com.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I've also found your team very conversational on LinkedIn, very friendly and willing to chat about the outdoor industry. So if you're connected with any Rumple employees.
I think, you know, one of the common grounds that all of the team at Rumple have is we're all just interested in business and interested in startup life and, you know, the pace that is required of startup life. And so most of the employees at Rumple, they have pretty active LinkedIn profiles because they're just interested in business.
So tell us about this designer role. Tell us, you know, what this person would be doing and then any qualities that would be particularly important to work at Rumple in particular.
Sure. So Rumple, I should start by saying that Rumple is very much a design-led company. I was a designer for my whole career before starting Rumple in a variety of different creative fields. So I have a degree in architecture, but I also have, you know, served as a graphic designer, brand designer, event designer for a variety of agencies before starting Rumple. So design is kind of like in the DNA of the brand, and it's a really important role for us. What we look for in a good designer is really just a good creative with good execution skills, of course. So they need to have some perspective on pretty much all aspects of things that consumers touch and feel. You know, I think that a good designer for Rumple will be somebody that can execute well on packaging and photography and graphic design and, you know, be able to contribute to point of purchase display systems and trade show events and all of the things that require a design hand. It really does need to be somebody that's strong generally in all fields of design. So that's what we would be looking for. And it's a really critical role. You'll work very closely with me, actually, and also our marketing team. But it's something that I still really like to get my hands deep into at the company. So I view it as one of the key roles and really like the point of differentiation that Rumple is able to bring to our customers is great design and great brand. So it's an important role and we're going to be looking real hard for this person.
Can you tell us then how somebody would stand out? Because it seems like your expectations are going to be high because you have been doing this role. So you know exactly what to expect from somebody. And it sounds like you have a really good idea of like what skills are going to be needed and stuff. So this is going to be one that you're going to have to put a lot of work into the application for. What are you hoping to see?
Yeah. And what I would say just generally for roles that we open up at Rumple is we almost always have candidates do a project. And this role in particular, the project is going to be like the key thing that, you know, makes you a viable candidate to get a full-time offer. And what the project is going to be is we will give you a Rumple product. So if you're selected as kind of a finalist that gets offered the project, you will get a free Rumple product. So that's cool. But we're going to give you the product and we're going to tell you that we want you to create a full suite top to bottom of creative assets to sell this product. So that can include anything from, you know, photography to GIFs to it should include, I should say, all of the things, including photography, GIFs, Photoshop mockups, PDP mockups, email campaigns, social assets, really like the full suite of assets that would help sell this product. It's largely a product marketing creative role where you need to be able to understand the value proposition of the product and translate that into design elements.
I have never heard of a company offering basically compensation for participating in the interview process. However, that is so cool because you've been a designer, so you know that the griping that exists during the interview process when a company asks for something like an outrageously large project that people have to spend, frankly, days on.
Yeah, and
It's
we'll give
cool.
candidates 3 days to do it. But we're definitely testing speed. I mean, we introduce a lot of new prints and styles and products like every week. So this person needs to be able to work under tight timelines. They need to be able to like really understand the product and understand the features and benefits of it that they can then bring to life through their creativity. So I think that this will be a good product in testing all of those things. Or excuse me, a good project.
Yeah, for sure. And this is an amazing heads up for that. And one that is expected. I mean, if your role is to be a designer, show that you can do the design. I think most designers are going to be expecting you to do a project of this nature, but just solidifying that is kind of a cheat code. So I appreciate you giving that heads up. Wiley, and tell us a bit about diversity initiatives within Rumple and what that means to your company.
Actually, just recently, we established a partnership, like a number of other companies in the outdoor industry, with the Outdoor CEO Diversity Pledge. And we're
Oh,
taking
great.
it pretty seriously. And we've built a strategy around DEI issues at the company. It's sort of a four-pillar strategy. And those pillars are diverse leadership, inclusive recruiting, inclusive content, and inclusion accountability. So, diverse leadership, really just trying to get more diversity in our boardroom, and also at the executive level. That's something where we bring guests into our board meetings as often as possible that can share unique perspectives, and we try to actively do that at all of our quarterly board meetings, as well as finding permanent seats for diversity representation at the board level. The inclusive recruiting component requires that for any role available, we require one self-ID'd male, one self-ID'd female, and one self-ID'd BIPOC finalist for every hire that we make now and sort of into the future. And then inclusive content, we have pretty aggressive diversity targets for our content that need to be achieved by fall winter 21. So that's August, that's when that season launches. And what that looks like is 40% diverse talent in all of our content. So very aggressive, and we're putting a lot of investment in that, working with BIPOC photographers and actively hiring BIPOC models to help show diversity in our content that our consumers can see and is outward facing from the brand. And then additionally, inclusion accountability, making sure that our whole leadership team has diversity training. We're going to be working with Camber Outdoors for that. We're also members of Camber, and they've got some great programs to help educate and get leadership teams up to speed in those areas.
Wow, that's fabulous. I love hearing the percentages and the real like nitty-gritty details about your diversity initiatives because I don't think we get enough of that from different people who we've interviewed on the podcast. So thank you for sharing those. It's really, really helpful and sounds like you're making some really effective moves there.
Yeah, our whole company, I mean, outside of just inclusion issues is really focused on measurable goals. So we really like to set measurable KPIs across the company, and that allows us to actually see if we're being successful in hitting those targets. So that's, if you kind of got under the hood at Rumple, you would see that that's really what drives the business.
Now, do you have a background in startup or like entrepreneurship before Rumple? Because it sounds like you might.
No, I don't. I have none, actually. I had managed one intern ever before starting Rumple
Oh
at my
my
last
God.
design agency. Yeah, I was always an individual contributor. I was sort of at a senior level at my last agency, but the way that the agency was structured is it was just really lean creative teams, and it was expected that senior level designers were really autonomous and could actually handle a lot of the breadth of the creativity that was required in all of our projects. So I have very, very little managerial experience, and I've had to learn all of it really through Rumpel.
That's amazing. Are there any lessons there that you've learned in terms of kind of your, you know, like sped to becoming a manager? And that can't be easy. I'm sure there's been some like little lessons along the way.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, tons of lessons. I definitely don't have like a list of lessons, but I would say every couple of days I'm learning a pretty important lesson in terms of being a manager and being in a leadership role. I think, you know, just like off the top of my head, I think that it's really important to understand what motivates your employees. You know, everybody has different motivators when they sign up to join a company. In some cases, it's just, you know, compensation. In some cases, it's part of being part of a mission. In some cases, the values of the company align with the individual. In some cases, it's, you know, public recognition and titles. There's just all sorts of things that motivate employees. And so really doing your best to understand what those are, I think, makes you a good manager, because then you can actually address the needs of the employee.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Speaking of that, can you tell us about like the feedback mechanisms in Rumpel? So what if an employee has, you know, either an idea or they want to talk about something?
So, I mean, we have the just, you know, standard sort of HR incident reporting tools where it's an autonomous an anonymous form that somebody can fill out if there's an issue, and that will go straight to our leadership team so we can address it. We also have just like a really open policy at the company where, you know, anybody at any level of the company can submit an idea, top to bottom, whether it be for a product or the way we communicate on social. The team is small enough now and we are tight enough that that's really easy to foster. I would say in general, Rumpel is like a really open and transparent company. You know, we share our financials, all that stuff. So it's a pretty tight group. And I think that, I mean, this is obviously coming from my position, but I get the sense that people top to bottom throughout the company feel comfortable in this group sharing their ideas and feedback.
And what about development opportunities? Do you have a specific way that you either train people or get them the resources they need to level up in their career?
Yeah, so we do actually have a professional development stipend, and we give employees a stipend. We're actually working out what that is for 21 right now, so it's not locked in. But we do have a stipend for employees to take, you know, extracurricular professional development courses and training if they'd like to. It's completely optional, it's just an opportunity for people to develop themselves sort of on their own time. We also really encourage all employees to build mentor relationships. This is something that I've done throughout my career, and certainly something that's helped me, going back to our last question, in learning about how to be a good manager and how to be a good business owner and leader. Really relying on my network of mentors has been super helpful. So we definitely encourage everybody to develop those relationships with people that they view as inspirational, and that can help them develop as professionals.
Yeah, mentors are just a cheat code, I think, and everyone should have them. We were talking about this recently. Also, a lot of folks are maybe hesitant to ask for help with their careers, but I've personally never been asked and wasn't overjoyed. I felt so cool, and I really think that being brave in that way is so important for your career, because everyone has gone through what you're going to do. Like, I don't want to say there's nothing new under the sun, but paths have been taken before, so leverage the expertise of others. And I love that you encourage that at the company specifically. And I'm also wondering, like, so just tell us more about the Rumpel employee. Like, what type of values are there? What makes someone a really good fit? Or what type of culture add would be great?
Yeah, so kind of success or failure at Rumpel is really based on results. We tend to connect well with people that are results focused. And like I mentioned, like the environment can be very flexible if you're achieving the results that you set out for yourself and that your manager has set for you. So generally speaking, it's definitely a results oriented culture. One of the things that Rumpel does that I think is unique is we actually survey employees quarterly and and track our employee engagement. So we really want to make sure that employees are engaged, and for us, what that means is that they are really passionate about our mission, and they're kind of constantly thinking about ways they can contribute to the brand. Somebody that's really engaged would really kind of be like harnessing a little bit of their self to the work. And you know, what I like to say is if you meet somebody new at a bar or something, not like that's happening right now, but let's say you meet somebody new and they ask you, you know, who are you? What are you all about? It's kind of like, you know, this is my family, this is what I'm into as a hobby, and I work at Rumpel. It's kind of like I'd like it to be sort of in those top three things that they identify with their self. So we look for people that are going to really kind of hitch to the brand and make it sort of integrated in their life.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that a lot of, especially Americans, do self-identify with the companies that they work for, or especially if they come in to the outdoor industry specifically, I would say. People really identify with the brands that they're working with. So that's really cool. So let's see here. So we talked about the graphic design role. Now, really quickly, name a couple of the other positions that you're hiring for, because I didn't quite memorize them. There were a lot. but yeah, we'd love to talk a little bit more about maybe like one or two other roles.
Yeah, so the ones that are currently open right now, with the exception of the designer role that just recently opened, the other two, which is the consumer marketing specialist and the accounting manager, we have a pretty full pipeline for those ones. Not to say we aren't accepting new candidates, but those particular roles are kind of already in you know, panel interview and project phase. The ones that will be opening up very soon that are exciting are national sales manager. So managing all of our domestic sales reps and agencies, that's a really important one. A corporate channel manager. So every year we get a whole lot of inquiries, specifically in Q3, from companies that want to get their employees gifts. So it's like a, you know, Rumpel blanket with the company logo embellished on the blanket. And that's a really big sales channel for us. And we need somebody to manage that. So this is really somebody that's like operationally focused, not necessarily a salesperson, and they can work directly with our supply chain and with our embellishment supply chain to actually get product out the door to customers. We're really just trying to service the demand on that channel. And then additionally, an HR generalist. We're, you know, going to be up to 25 employees pretty soon here. And there's just a lot of needs from an HR standpoint when you get to that size. And then the final one here that I wanted to talk about was a product line coordinator. We are pretty aggressively going into the sports licensing channel in the future. So you can imagine like a Rumpel blanket with a team logo on it that you could buy in stadium or in a school bookstore or something like that. And it's just a lot of SKUs. You know, we're going aggressively into two leagues, which I won't share right away, but two leagues that are, you know, there's a lot of teams in each of the leagues and each team needs a SKU. And so all of a sudden you start ballooning your SKUs pretty quickly. And we need somebody to manage that line of product.
Right. So those all sound like fantastic positions and very, very clear in your description of them. So it sounds like you have a good handle on exactly what you're looking for. What do you have any advice for anyone who wants to apply for any of these? How can they stand out amongst the other applications that are coming in? What are you looking for?
Yeah, definitely. We like people that are high energy. So we are a pretty fast moving company. We like people that are high energy that are not, you know, kind of slow and mellow. So definitely high energy people, creative people, entrepreneurial people, adaptable people. You know, things change often. We set a strategy at the beginning of the year, but because we're so new, we need to be opportunistic. And if something comes up that we should take advantage of, we need to be able to be adaptable and change plans. So those are kind of three or four qualities that I would definitely make sure anybody coming in at any role at any level would have.
How important is an outdoor industry passion?
Honestly, not important. We actually care more about having a diverse set of hobbies at the company than everybody kind of being the same person into the same things. And we like finding people that are passionate about whatever it is they do, but it definitely doesn't need to be the outdoors. Obviously our consumer is focused on the outdoors, and and connects with that. So they need to be able to at least understand that to some extent, but we are totally fine hiring people that are not outdoor enthusiasts.
And that's a prime opportunity for folks that haven't been in this industry yet, because it's sometimes a barrier if you're not out, you know, climbing like an athlete level. Sometimes you feel like you can't break in, but Rumpel sounds like very, very much a startup environment. That's what I'm hearing. Fast paced. You did say design led. So you're giving some really good cues here that somebody that has just been a rock star in another industry could pretty seamlessly fill these roles.
Yeah, we care a lot more about your brain than your hobbies.
Cool. Fair enough. Yeah. And it sounds like you've been really part of the hiring process for most of the employees. So are there any questions that you've been asked during the hiring process that really stood out to you?
Yeah, well, I will say, you know, for the first time in a while, we have a really strong director level, leadership level team that, and so I'm actually not managing any of these hires. I will probably be looped in to kind of like the panel and project phase just to kind of gut check and make sure that this new hire is fitting the bill. But this is a hiring phase that I'm not as involved as normal, which feels great. So I'm looking forward to that. But in prior hires, I can't think of a specific, you know, word for word question that I was asked, but generally I really like when people ask what their role does to contribute to kind of the bigger picture. How does their work ladder up to the vision and mission of the company? It's more obvious, of course, for leadership roles, like if you're coming in as a marketing director or something like that, you know, you can pretty much assume how your work contributes to the big picture. But if you're coming in as a more mid-level or junior employee, if you're concerned about how your work ladders up to our mission, that's really a good sign for me, because you've harnessed your work to the success of the company.
And want to make an impact, generally speaking.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, every
cool.
task at the company is critical to achieving our goals. You know, answering every customer service ticket contributes to our customer satisfaction rating, which contributes to our brand perception, which contributes to a customer's willingness to recommend us. Like, it's all tied. And so understanding that you're part of that system and don't view your roles as small is really important.
What's next for Rumpel? Do you have any audacious goals or plans?
Yeah, I think they're audacious. we're still really focused on blankets. That's the category that we're electing to focus on. I think there's a lot of growth opportunity in that category. So we have, you know, our core line of product right now is what we call our Everywhere blankets, and those largely are like hard shell technical blankets. We have a number of different insulation types and a variety of prints and all that, and for that product line, the focus is really just distribution expansion. So new sales channels, new customers, continue expanding the line with print and style. We also have a number of exciting home products that we're starting to build out. We just introduced just a straight up Sherpa fleece blanket yesterday, and it's done really well so far.
Is that with the buffalo plaid?
We do have a buffalo plaid one coming out this holiday, but the one that we introduced yesterday is kind of like this kaleidoscope pattern.
Okay.
You might be thinking of, we have a product called the Sherpa Puffy, which is also we also would consider that an indoor product, but one side is the Sherpa fleece and the other side is like a hard shell. But like gradually the brand is looking to be a blanket company, both indoor and outdoor. So our Everywhere blankets, the hard shells, those are ones that we've established really well, and we have great distribution and adoption by customers on those. But we're going to gradually start expanding more into like proper at-home blankets. And that would include blankets specifically for your bed. So that's coming in the future, and that's where we see really the largest growth opportunity within the category.
Yeah, that sounds like an enormous opportunity, and something that a potential applicant should start thinking about now is maybe putting some creative ideas toward those ideas. Why should top candidates choose Rumpel?
Well, I mean, in addition to being an exciting and engaging place to work, we're a values-led company. So we are a climate-neutral certified brand. We offset 100% of our carbon every year. We're 1% for the Planet members, Conservation Alliance members, Canberra Outdoor members. I don't know if this is like a leak, but we are going to be introducing fairly soon that we've become B Corp certified. So we're really excited about
Yay.
that.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's super
I hope our
exciting.
marketing director doesn't get mad at me for saying that, but we did recently get certified, so we're definitely, trying to be a good company, a company that does good. I think it's a fun, energetic, creative place to work, obviously. And I think that the team is great. The team is motivated. They're connected to the work. They are passionate about it. There's just like a lot of energy at the company. And so I think it's a really fulfilling place to be working.
Yeah, that's a fantastic resume of community involvement and action. So that sounds wonderful. Wiley, thank you so much. This has been very illuminating. Rumpel is an amazing brand. I am so excited to hear that you're ramping up in such a huge way, and there's so much opportunity for people in the industry now and those that just want to work for a cool company that is doing huge things.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much.